Oh, I am so excited about the program today. We're talking about our passion for God. But before we get into the Word, I want to remind you that Women of Valor is coming up April 23rd through the 25th, and the theme is Pick Up Your Mantle. Oh, God has a destiny. He's got a plan for your life. There's so much more that God has in store that we haven't even begun to tap into. 2015 is going to be a year that we choose. It really is. Yeah, there may be trials, there may be adversity, but there is a strength that comes from on high. And I believe at Women of Valor, there will be such an equipping, there will be such an empowerment that ladies will not be the same. God moves powerfully every year, and we're just expecting it to rain down from glory. We really are. If you haven't registered, give us a call during business hours. Right here at 301-895-3292 for more information, or you can go to fathershouse.info, and there's some things that you can see. Oh, it's going to be great. Don't want to miss it for the world. We're talking about passion for God. Yesterday, we talked about how the Lord had spoken to the Apostle John, and he's talking to the church at Ephesus. And the letter that he is sending is to the church, to the pastors there. It says, to the angel of the church of Ephesus, referring to the head person over the church, the messenger that God had sent to the church. And he talked to them and said, you know, I am so proud of you for so many reasons. And I'm paraphrasing. I see your works. You have labored. You have had patience. You are perseverant. And not only that, but you don't tolerate false doctrine, false apostles. What a commendation that God gave to the church at Ephesus. We can read in the book of Ephesians and see that they went through a lot of spiritual warfare because Paul wrote to them and said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, told them how to put on the whole armor of God that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, told them to pray always with all prayer and supplication. And I tell you, you can see strength in the church at Ephesus. But God had something that he was upset about. Jesus said, you have left your first love. You have left your first love. Revelation 2 verse 4. He said, I have this against you. You've left your first love. He didn't say you lost your first love. He said you left your first love. Church at Ephesus, that he is basically saying that they had left their charity. They had left their affection. They had left their passion for him. Did you know you can get so busy with ministry that you lose your passion for God? I was called into the ministry as a teenager and began to prepare as a young adult after high school for ministry. And in my 20s, God began to use me to preach. And I tell you, my friend, it's so easy when you get involved with doing so much for the kingdom that you forget to worship the King. It is so easy to feel that you're doing good by doing all the right things that God has told you to do that you lose your passion and your enthusiasm for Him. I pray that I never lose my passion, never lose my love, and I pray that over you today. I'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.